Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights are 0-3 in conference play and 2-4 overall. Rutgers hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thank you. Start by saying we're extremely disappointed in the outcome of our last two football games. Obviously, very lopsided losses for us and our team. It's not what we expect. It's not what we practice for, but it happened, and we're moving on. Excited about the start of our second season here with six games remaining, and getting refocused and having passion and energy like we had at the start of the season, and looking forward to Illinois coming to town, and have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Smith and what he's done in his career and the type of coach and man that he is, and looking forward to having him come to our stadium this Saturday. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Larry Lage, Associated Press.
Coach, can you give us your perspective of the personnel that Ohio State and Michigan have? Is it more or less the same, just different uniforms and different scheme, or how do you assess the talent that those teams have?
Well, they're both very good. Just I'll start there. Obviously, I know Ohio State's a little bit better because I spent my time there the last 2 years, so I know a lot of those players and what they can do and what their strengths and weaknesses are. They've got a roster full of talented players, and Michigan does the same. They're both good up front on both sides of the ball. They both get good quarterback play. They both got good skill players on the outsides. I think there are a lot of similarities in their overall talent up and down the roster. And, they are different schematically, more so on offense than they are on defense, probably more similar on defense than they are on offense. But both have done a great job of, recruiting and developing players and getting them to play extremely hard.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, just wondering, after a couple of tough losses, how you address morale with the team, and does it help when you have a team coming in like Illinois who's also struggling when you're addressing that?
Our morale continues to be high. It was shaken a little bit, as you can imagine, on Sundays when you come in after the losses that we've encountered on the last two Saturdays. But once we get through Sunday and we get to refocus and get our minds right and move on to the next game on Mondays and Tuesdays, we're usually pretty good and have good practices on Tuesday. We train the guys for these moments and how to respond to these things. It's never easy because, even through losses, you don't expect them to be like they have been the last 2 weeks. At least you hope they're not. But I give our kids a lot of credit. They're hanging in there, and the morale is again, high. I look at a team like Illinois and, see a lot of similarities. There's a lot of transition at Illinois over the last year with three different head football coaches and an athletic director, and administration has changed over. It's happened here, and we're going through a lot of the same, things. And, there's not an easy game. There never is an easy game, and this will be no different.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Coach Shannon kind of asked the question I was going to, but I guess I would extend that too. As coaches, how do you, balance between, well, for you as a coach, how would you balance between the players and the coaches not getting caught up in the score the last 2 weeks while you are moving on?
There's a lot of that we talk about. What we're trying to do is build on the positive things that happen in games like that and keep moving forward. I don't sugarcoat it with our players. We have to do a better job of coaching in big games like that against really good teams. And we have to get our players to play better in big games like that. The margin for error when you go against guys like Ohio State and Michigan, where our roster is right now with a relatively young coaching staff, is very little. And we've got to do a better job in our preparation and our practice and what we do on game day against teams like that, because one small mistake turns into a big explosive play for the other side, whether it's been offense, defense, or in special teams, and they're just magnified when you go against teams like that. And, But we focus on the positive things that we can. We control the things that we can control, and we keep trying to move forward and get better as we want to with this season.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Chris, just wanted to get your stance on the early signing dates that were proposed last week. What do you think about those?
I'm for an early signing date, but more so in December, and not for one that would happen, you know, in the summer or in the spring or even in August. You know, all of those have been kicked around and proposed, but I'm more in favor of one in December and not that early. It's just the recruiting process has accelerated so much already that we're going to be recruiting guys younger and younger and younger and going to know less about them before they're ready to sign. And I just don't think it's a good path, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll see where it goes down the road.
And for a program like yours, it's located in an area where a lot of teams try to come in and recruit. Is there any advantage to maybe getting in on those guys early and getting them signed before other teams can come in late?
Well, just because you have an early signing date doesn't mean that the player is going to actually sign. You know, certain individuals, depending on who they're being recruited by, you know, if they want to hold out and wait and see if other things come their way, then, you know, they'll probably do that. But there's two parts of it that sometimes if we get on guys early before they go perform, then maybe we could get a guy or two to sign and we get them locked up. But there's also the other part, if we overextend ourselves and get a bunch of guys locked up, they don't go have great senior years, or we miss out on some guys that do have really good senior years or fall through the cracks or it didn't work out somewhere else, and we miss out on an opportunity to get a really good player there too.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News.
Hey, Coach, what's your Friday routine with home games, and how did you develop that?
Our Friday routines is come from my experiences as an assistant coach, most notably at Ohio State here recently in the last couple of years, in a combination of what we did at Wisconsin in Arkansas when I was with Brett Bielema. We get our kids over here in the afternoons. We don't have classes here at Rutgers on Fridays, which is a good thing. We let our players sleep in. They have masseuses that come over and they get massages, get their bodies right. You come over, eat lunch, we go to meetings. Then we go out and we have what we call Feel Good Fridays, where, you know, we go out and review the game plan and polish up any last details that we need to. Then we get our minds right and we get a chance to relax and hang out with our teammates a little bit on Friday nights. And then Saturday it's a full metal jacket and it's on to the game. But Fridays is a combination day of getting your body right, finalizing details of the game plan and cleaning things up, and then, you know, hanging out with your teammates and developing that chemistry on your team.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.